As the coronavirus pandemic upends daily life, social service agencies are pressing ahead with their missions while trying to keep their workers and the people they serve at a safe distance. Case in point, the Food Bank of Western Massachusetts. WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill spoke with Christina Maxwell, the Director of Programs at the Food Bank.
We've been working really hard to make sure that all of our member agency programs and the direct-to-client programs that we run are all able to continue operating. So we've been providing guidance to our network about various ways that they can do distributions in a way that's safe, both for them and their volunteers, and also for the clients who are coming to pick up food. We did suspend our mobile programs for a week while we put new procedures in place, but those will be resuming again on Monday with new procedures that will keep people distant from each other and protect the food and keep it clean and everything. So we've been working really hard to just reconfigure the way that we do things so that we can keep getting food out the door and get it to the people who need it. Many members of our staff are now working remotely in order to keep themselves safe. But of course, people who work in our warehouse are still there and are still moving thousands and thousands of pounds of food out the door every day.
The mobile operations that you mentioned, talk about that. What is it, and how will it work under these new protocols?
So our mobile food bank is a time when people are able to come to the parking lot of a community organization with whom we've partnered to pick up food from our truck. Usually it's perishable food. And typically people come and they wait in line and we put the food out on tables and they can come through and select what they'd like. We are instituting new procedures so that the line will be very much spread out, and these are typically very large distributions, so it will be challenging to keep people spread out, but we're sure that we can do it. And then when people come through the line, they won't be selecting their own food. We'll be bagging it for them, and so as to minimize the contact that everybody's having with food and with each other.
You also have a regularly scheduled delivery to senior housing in the region, and that and some there'll be some changes made there as well, correct?
Yeah, most of our brown bag programs are still operating. It's tough because many of the senior centers in the area have closed, but we're still working with a lot of them and moving the distributions outdoors. And we're pre-bagging some of those programs as well so that when the seniors come, they, in some cases, don't even get out of their car. Somebody just puts the bag in their back seat. And in other cases, they just come, they pick up a bag, and they walk away. So, again, we're trying to minimize the contact that people have with each other.
And your distribution to food pantries, soup kitchens, that remains the same, correct? And in that case, most of those organizations come to you, correct, as opposed to you going to them?
Yeah, we do a mixture of both. The distribution is remaining largely the same. Some of our member agencies come to our warehouse to pick up the food that they order, and we also deliver to a large number of our agencies. So those things are continuing. And most of our agencies, the vast majority of our agencies, are still open and operating in their normal time frames. Most of them have changed the way they operate again. So many of them are doing outdoor distributions. The meal sites who normally prepare hot meals for people to come together to eat are now creating to-go meals so people can come and get a container of pre-made food that they can take away and eat at home.
Are you? What are you hearing about demand for food? Is it increasing?
In most cases, from most of our member agencies, we are hearing that they're seeing more people. That's not true in every case. It depends largely on the clientele of each particular agency. For example, those who serve primarily seniors, in some cases, are seeing fewer people because those seniors are just wary about coming out to interact socially. But Most of our agencies are seeing an increase in demand, and we're doing our best to keep track of those numbers so that we can still meet the demand that they're seeing.
And how are you doing supply-wise?
Right now, we're doing fine supply-wise. We went into this crisis with a full warehouse, so we're maintaining that right now. We are seeing a dip in the donations that we normally get from retailers because, of course, if you've been to a grocery store lately, you've seen that the shelves are fairly bare. So the retailers just don't have much excess to give us right now. But we're anticipating that that's likely to level out as people stop kind of the panic buying and things, you know, calm down to a more regular pace. We think that the retail donations will probably increase again. So right now, we're not too concerned about our supply. We will, of course, be keeping a careful eye on it because things are changing daily right now, so that could change. But we're also going to be purchasing additional food more than we normally do to make up for some of the decline in donation that we're seeing.
Purchasing additional food, so that means you would encourage monetary donations, I assume.
Absolutely, yes. We really appreciate monetary donations. We're able to stretch a dollar that's donated to us into four meals for somebody who needs it. Because we're able to buy in bulk and at wholesale prices, et cetera. So we would really appreciate monetary donations, and that will really help us be able to meet the increased need that we're seeing right now. I really want people to know that if they need help getting food, they really should go to a member agency. There is food available for them, and they should go and get it. And they can find information about where our member agencies are located on our website, which is www.foodbankwma.org.